it starts with me, and it's my responsibility. So I wouldn't put it all on Reggie. I'd say it's my responsibility, and I hired Reggie, so then he takes the next step. And then he's hired the head coach of the organization. Now he's hired a second one, and we'll see how it goes.
You think Reggie's done a good job so far?
Well, we'll find out. We've got to win.
Yeah.
And, I think we've got some players. I think we do have some. And we'll see what we can do.
Talk about Dennis Allen's performance. Did you have any communication with him about letting him go?
I left him a message last night, and he left me a message back this morning, but we haven't spoken together.
What was it? Was the final issue to you? Or
no, Reggie made the decision, and I agreed with it, but at the same time, it was Reggie's decision to make.
Had Reggie not made the decision, Mark, would you have maybe
Then that's how it would have been. Yeah, absolutely.
Mark.
It's been the same all the way through. Yeah.
Reggie hires Mark.
No. he may hire
Allen. Might down the road, yeah. He hires Allen. Can I get Reggie brings in all the players to get rid of the coach that connotates that it's coaching. Would you agree with that?
I think I'll go along with what Ray said. I think it's all the things involved. I think when I was looking at it, you know, after he made the decision that Dennis would go, I wanted to look at it. Is it the players? Do we not have the players? Could that be the reason? Is it the coaches? Maybe we don't have the right coaches. Could it be scheme? Is that the problem? And I think you have to look at all three of those things and make a decision which way to go. In my analysis, I think we do have players that can play in this game. And I just think that there may be some changes in how the schemes are utilized. And Dennis is the one who has taken the fall for it, but I think Dennis gave his heart to the Raiders, and always appreciate that. And that's where it goes. But I don't know that you can put it on any one thing, to be honest.
Do you believe it was a mistake to bring Dennis back this season?
Games
into it.
No, that was Reggie's decision. And you see where it ended up. So I don't know if you'd call it a mistake, but that's just the process. And we're still building, and we're trying to get this thing right, and we will.
Reggie had mentioned repeatedly it was the way you're 0-4, not just that you're 0-4, the way you're 0-4. Would that be a safe assumption on your part, too?
I think that's something that frustrated me, absolutely.
What stood out specifically? Was there anything, sloppiness that you didn't like, or anything that you characterized?
I think it's just the way that we lost some of the games. Yeah, I think we weren't in them. It's to me, that's not what the Raiders are, and we're still trying to get to be what the Raiders are. I think as far as I've been saying that I'm looking for an identity of this organization. We may have it in a quarterback, a young guy, a Derek Carr. We may have it with Khalil Mack on the other side of the ball, but we'll have to see. And these are things that we're going to have to start developing and see if that's the way we're going to go. But I think we might have an identity coming.
Mark, I know a lot of the cameras are over here. We're just. What is your take? What kind of emotions are you feeling today?
Well, I'm optimistic. I had a great talk with Tony Sperano. I think he understands what it is to be a Raider head coach. He's been a head coach in this league for many years. Not a head coach in the league, but he's been in the league for many years. He's got a tree that he's worked under with Bill Parcells. He's worked with Marty Schottenheimer. People that I know that have football in their veins. And I think he'll be all right. And so I'm optimistic about the future of this season.
Will
and we'll
Reggie
go from
be
there.
Here for the rest of this season?
Yeah. Why? Why wouldn't he be?
What gives you the confidence, Mark, in that? What gives you the confidence in that Reggie is your guy?
Well, as I said before, I wanted to look at the is it the players? Is that the problem? Is it the coaches, or is it the scheme, or where is it? And I think in my evaluation, I think that we do have some players. And we may be running some schemes that are putting a square peg into a round hole, and that maybe with some changes in that type of environment, we might be able to get something out of these players.
So, Mark, if the scheme changes, but yet the results stay the same, then will Reggie be judged differently by the end of the year?
Well, Reggie's not coaching the schemes and all that stuff. So, again, you have to –
like you said, like philosophically, if Tony's able to change a little bit using the players differently, like he said he would,
Tony's the head coach. He'll be working with the coordinators, so it's a whole process, and there's you know how it goes. So I'm not saying it's Reggie's. Reggie decided that Tony Sperano would be the interim coach for the rest of the season. Let's see how that goes.
Did you consider firing Reggie this week?
No.
When you
ever?
Ever? No.
if you have to change the general manager, would you consider that a huge step back since you've gone through so much?
Step back or step forward? You never know. The results are what's going to be the determining factor of everything. And like I say, I think the organization itself is in a very good position to move forward, whether Tony Sperano brings us wins this year and becomes the permanent head coach of the Raiders, or if we bring in another head coach. I believe that the salary cap, the contracts, all of those things have been fixed. I think we're going to have another $60, $65 million in cap space next year. And so it's quite a encouraging and enticing thing for a new head coach, if in fact we go out to find one and go through a search, that this could be an organization that they would want to be with.
What attitudes do they have today?
Today I haven't talked to any players today.
Or even leading up to today?
They want to win, and they love being Raiders, and they do want to win, and they're going to.
Do you think Tony Sperano is the right choice to be the interim head coach?
We'll find out. I like Tony Sperano. I had a great conversation with him. He wants to win, and as I said, he's come from a great, great tree of coaching minds, and pretty good guy.
Talent-wise, the 2011 team that went 8-8, how does that team compare to this team in your mind?
I don't know, Mike. I'm not here to discuss the 2011 team.
In the last two seasons, is there anything that you regret that you might have done to spiral the team in a different direction, or that you might have?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think it's a learning process for me, and as I said, I take the heat for whatever. Wherever we are now, I'm the one who hired Reggie. Reggie's hired the other guys, but it falls on me. But it's a process that we're going to get this thing back, and that's what my goal is.
Mark, you mentioned
accomplish it.
Mark, you mentioned finding the right coach for the future. Is there anyone you've reached out to, or is there anyone down the road past the interim status that you've thought about?
No, my resume box is wide open now, and people are sending them in, and we'll see. Mark, you know, there's a lot of people that are speculating on who it might be and who it might not be and everything else, and it's kind of like how today went, that people were saying that Dennis had been fired yesterday and that he hadn't, and then people saying certain people have been hired and they haven't. And I think we're in a 10-second news cycle, and I think it's unfortunate that certain things like that happen because families are involved in that. And so that's where I'm going
to
leave that.
Are there any coaches you have? Your father about days like today. Did he give you advice about how to go about making these decisions? Anything looking back to your father?
Well, I think I grew up in that environment. I'm not so sure that it was lessons or anything like that, but obviously, by osmosis, I may have picked up a lot of that. Sure.
And how would you characterize that? What
it's tough. Again, I think that. You know, there's an optimistic part that, you know, Tony Sperano's coming in and we're going to be moving ahead. But there's also Dennis Allen and his family, and they're great people. And he put his heart into this thing, and it's not a happy thing about that.
Mark, how did you take some of the players saying that, you know, we sucked or we were an embarrassment? Was that encouraging for you that they were as disappointed as you probably were?
Well, you know, you got to think about the player that said it and then take it from there.
Mark, is the biggest thing for the rest of the season is increased competition? Basically, come down to that.
Well, as I look at, I think even Tony said it. You know, we've lost four games. It's going to be tough, but we do have all our division games to play, and nothing's over till it's over. We've got 12 games left. We're down. We've lost four. They are conference games, and that makes it tough on wild card. But you know, we're never going to give up fighting.
Do you plan on reaching out to John Gruden to possibly coach his team next year?
I don't know. He may reach out to me, I may reach out to him, I may reach out to anybody, but that's the future. And I'm not going to talk about future coaches. What's that?
Reggie alluded to that he's still in charge of the coaching search. Would he have the ability to reach out to a John Gruden or whoever the name may be right now?
He has the ability to reach out to people. He's the general manager of the Raiders, and he's able to do that. But I will have say in what's going on in that.
More say than last time?
I will take more.
Mark, as far as the frustration level, how high is it at this point? Did you think you would have the Raiders in the right direction at this point?
Well, we might have them in the right direction, you know, personnel-wise and everything else. But, no, yeah, absolutely disappointed. I'm frustrated. And I'll tell you, we were over in London, and everyone's walking the streets, and there's Raider fans everywhere, and I mean a lot of them. And they love this team, and they're going congratulations and all this stuff. And we haven't won a game yet. And then to play like we did over there and what we've done for these fans, it's not right. And I feel bad for them. And we're going to get it right for them. And really, that's where I feel
the worst.
I asked Reggie McKenzie this question. I'll ask you the same question. Do you regret bringing back Dennis Allen for another year, being that he only lasted 4 games and kind of set you guys back, some would say?
I think you asked the right person the first time, and that's not my decision, so I don't think I'll comment on that.
How difficult was it to let Dennis Allen go?
It's tough, like I said, because it's about families and everything else. This is a result-driven industry, and the results weren't there. And Reggie made a decision to move in a different direction. So it's tough, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
We want to say to the fans about this.
Just win, baby.
All right.